Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour here. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio here with you tonight, we've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We've been talking with Mark Edge about the status of the special economic zone experiments going on in Honduras. He's been a big fan of this for the last several years and has gotten deeply involved on a personal basis. He's planning to expand one of the economic zones to a different island in Honduras called Utila. There's two different zones that are in effect right now. One is called Prospera. The other one is Morazan City. And we've got Mark on the line here because we were talking about some of the founding documents. Bad Slave had called in and brought up the Constitution and, you know, protecting people's rights. And, of course, we know that it hasn't really done a very good job of it. But at the very least, we still do have the ability to, for the most part, criticize the government these days here in the United States.
As long as you don't mind being raided once in a while.
Right. And, you know, Mark does point out they've been targeting people for that. In fact, we were just talking about Project Veritas being raided earlier, right before Mark called in. So we'll get back into that coming up here in a little bit. But, Mark, you brought up this some sort of special agreement that they have. I'm not using the right term. You have the term. But some sort of an arrangement that the islands have on Honduras that gives them some level of independence. And you were going to tell us more about that.
So all I can do is read the stuff from contemporary press at the time. I can't. It's hard for me to even find out the name of this treaty, but it was a treaty in the 1860 with between Great Britain and Honduras. It was pushed by the United States because the United States felt like there was too much British power in the Caribbean, and they wanted to minimize that, you know, the whole, is it the Monroe Doctrine, whatever the claim is.
And so the British had all three of the Honduran islands, Roatan, Utila, right. And the other
quite
one?
A few more, actually.
Okay.
But these are the big ones.
Okay.
And more or less, they're like, all right, you guys in Honduras, you take care of these islands. Well, there were Caminians, British subjects on these islands, and they're like, all right, we'll give you some land someplace else, or you can stay there, and we'll negotiate some, provisions for you. Here are the provisions, that all the land that they have is theirs, and that they can buy land and purchase it with by legal methods, that they can the form of grants and transfer to be preserved as at present, substituting instead of the present style the name or style of the existing authority. I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
And it goes on. I did put them in the Matrix group that you have, but okay. The right to choose representatives to regulate the local laws of the islands, that no tax or loan shall be levied on the islands or the harbors thereof without the consent of the inhabitants.
Really?
That no troops shall be quartered on the island without the consent of the inhabitants. Freedom from forced military service for ourselves and laborers in our employ. The use of the English language in courts and on public records of the island. Now, many of these things are not abided by currently today. And this means that it's kind of like the Constitution, except that, in fact, these are bodies that could say, hey, look, this treaty hasn't been abided by. We want to try something new and try to make their own countries or go back to Great Britain or whatever it is that they want to do. And this is something that many on the island would love to have. Hmm. They consider themselves British, and their accent is Scottish, from what I can tell.
Interesting. What would you say the percentage of people on these islands that are British and or English speaking?
Well, that's the problem. Is they imagine what it would be like in Arizona or Texas if there was no border to speak of, because anybody can come from the Honduran mainland and make significantly more money by being on one of the Bay Islands, mm-hmm. and they often do. And, of course, they have voting rights, but one could make the argument that it's the English-speaking inhabitants that get to vote on what the laws are specifically for the islands. This is the point of
But they
contention.
Don't, right?
What do you mean?
That the English-speaking, the non-natives do not have the right to vote on those islands, correct?
They do have the non-natives do have the right to vote on those
islands. They do have the right to vote. Okay.
Right. So you can see the difficulty in this scenario for the natives. They're like, hey, we have certain rights, and they're not respected. And, you know, it's an interesting point. So take it how you like.
Okay.
They want to be able to have religious worship.
But there wasn't anything in the document about freedom of religion, freedom of speech. None of this, the sort of the
free employment of religious worship according to the dictates of our consciousness.
Oh, okay. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's really great. But think about this: is the mainland is mostly Catholic. The Utilans are Methodist. Mm. And so, or Seventh-day Adventist, there's, it depends on where you are on the Bay Islands, but, they're Protestants. And so, yeah, there's some interesting points to be had, but I wouldn't consider this document the most important document. The most important document is the ZA laws that, at this point the Honduran government has to overcome. Not to say they can't, not to say they won't. But they need to.
All right, Mark, I'm sure you'll be updating us as this situation develops. And, guys, any other questions for him while we have him?
No.
Thanks, everybody, for taking my time.
I want to make it clear, I wish you the best down there or wherever you go. And I'm certainly not rooting for you to fail or for anybody looking for liberty anywhere to fail. I hate to see that.
And when I think it's the right time, that's when I send for you guys. I haven't asked any of my friends from New Hampshire I haven't asked them to do anything but keep an eye on this. And when I say, hey guys, I think now's the time, I hope you understand that I've held off up to this point. That I'm like the savior. I'm going to make a place for you.
I hope you do, Mark. I hope you do. It's you know what it looks seems to me right now.
Does that mean we have to like drink your blood every year?
We've got a situation where we have multiple fantasies, and one might have a little bit more reality to it, at least at present. But that doesn't necessarily mean it had reality, a decade ago. So you may just be at a different point.
Thanks, Mark, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. That's Mark Edge. And, I just accidentally hung up on Sarah instead.
Oh, wow.
She'll call
I'm
back.
Crushed.
And there she is. So let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, Mark. Okay. I'm just getting off the speakerphone. So our city is going to remodel this Windrock Mall here.
The city's going to remodel a mall?
Okay, which city?
Albuquerque. I'm talking about where I live.
Yeah, no, thank you for clarifying that. But just to be a little more clear, when you say the city's going to remodel the mall, are you saying taxpayers are going to be on the hook to remodel a private, purportedly privately owned shopping center?
Of course, Ian.
I guess that's how they do. They supplement. I don't know who the hell, what the owner is going to be, but the current mall is, I guess, not so successful, even though it has a new movie theater. The most important, so I don't know how the money is going to be spent, but I'm excited about it because they're going to put this lake. That's the big center focus of this lake, and it's going to have the residential space. It's also going to have a school, going to have a bar, and it's going
to have a... Well, we know that malls have been failing miserably, and you alluded to that this mall is having a very difficult time. I would be really bummed out to discover that the taxpayers would be on the hook to bail out
you know, something, a mall is something too big to fail. I hope that's not what's happening. I'm hoping Sarah is misunderstanding the story and just saying...
She's probably not.
Just saying the city when she means the mall itself.
This is socialist America, Ian.
You think they're going to bail out a mall?
I won't be surprised if they do.
Well, they love bailing out corporations.
And they do it for, like, sports and sports teams and all sorts of
other things. That's true. The number here is 603-283-6160. We can continue. Your thoughts are welcome here. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number
number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. So, way back like an hour ago, before Mark called in to talk about the Honduras situation, we were talking about Project Veritas. An FBI agent has come out and is speaking out anonymously so far about his disappointment with political prosecutions, he says, against a news agency, Project Veritas, in the FBI. We can talk a little bit more about that. But since Sarah brought up this story, she claims the city of Albuquerque is remodeling a mall into apartments and IMAX theater and things like that. I had to look it up because I figured she was getting it wrong, and she was. The story here isn't that the city of Albuquerque, meaning the criminal enterprise known as the city of Albuquerque, the people calling themselves that, is involved in this. They, of course, had to approve a permit, but no, this is a private enterprise that has purchased an old mall. They've already torn it down, so the mall is gone. And they're looking to build like a whole new area for people to go, an open area, open air shopping district, which are sort of have taken over a lot of mall properties.
Mixed use, you've right?
seen IMAX movie theater, hotel, parks, condos, and offices. They're just going to do a whole bunch of stuff there. It sounds like a fine project, and if it's being done by a private company, then that's great, because then the taxpayer isn't going to be on the hook if it fails. Because we've seen,
unless they decide to bail it out.
Well, right. I mean, you tend to not see that happening with people that build shopping centers or whatever. Usually they don't get a bailout when they fail, but it could happen. It is New Mexico, so it wouldn't surprise me if that happened. But in this case, Sarah is completely wrong. It's not the city of Albuquerque doing this work. They didn't come up with the idea. They just approved the permit, and that's the end of that. But one of the things we talked about recently, speaking of cities and governments and special economic zones, is Disney in Florida. That you may have heard the news. We certainly covered it here on Free Talk Live at the time that the Florida legislature had voted to strip Disney World, the property that it's on, is owned by Disney and has been run as essentially a special economic zone. It's like a separate piece of property that's not technically the county. It's not the city of Orlando or Kissimmee or whatever. It's, I think it was called like the Lake Buena Vista Special District or something like that. It's, and now they're talking about stripping that district from Disney, getting rid of their tax exemption, getting rid of their ability to take care of the roads and have their own fire department and, you know, handle the sewer system and just turn all that over to Orange County. And I think Osceola was the other county because the district goes across the two different counties. And so there's been this whole thing about punishing Disney recently. And whether or not you agree with Disney's political viewpoints, and of course the allegation is that Disney is promoting wokeism, and they probably are. I don't watch most of their products, but so, I mean, I'm willing to believe that that's going on. Of course, the libertarian point would be, well, you know, if you want to punish Disney, don't buy their products. Don't buy their movie tickets. Don't buy their DVDs or their Blu-rays. And don't pay for their Disney Plus subscription. Don't buy their toys. And don't go to their parks. And encourage your friends to do the same. That would be the way to punish Disney for having an opinion that you don't want them to have. But instead, they're using the political process to go after them. And, Chris, you've got what might be another step in this procedure that could actually be a good thing
other people. It's a side effect. But, yeah, it seems like the conservatives have it out for Disney with all the wokeness.
When you think about it, though, the idea that there should be one corporation out of all the corporations of the world that is treated like a separate country in Florida, while everybody else is treated as serfs, that doesn't necessarily sit right with me. You know, what makes Disney so special that it is its own country.
I mean, I think the argument there is that we should all be able to do what Disney's doing.
Should all be able to, but...
Right, I don't begrudge them for being able to pull that off, and I think it's sad to see libertarians cheering on the elimination of this, essentially a special economic zone, where these people are able to run their own city on a completely voluntary basis.
It demonstrates exactly what libertarians are arguing for, in that they own the land. They own 100% of the land. And it's because they have not sold any of that land off, as I understand it, or something to this effect, that they have complete control over it.
Well, plus, by ending their special status, it's going to turn over operation of that to the county. So essentially, by cheering on this act... what we're not talking about the copyright thing yet, but just the land thing in Florida. By cheering on what the conservatives are doing there, you're cheering on the expansion of the state. You're cheering on more state power, more state taxation, more state control over people's businesses and land. And again, it's not the right direction to go. The right direction to go would be to create a program to allow anybody to create, you know, a carve out and be like Disney instead of cheering their destruction.
I would definitely support it if anybody could do it.
And keep in mind, the taxpayers apparently are going to be having to foot the nearly $2 billion in debt that the special economic zone has been carrying. So it's actually going to turn over Disney's debt to the taxpayers. It's going to screw the taxpayers,
which is kind of interesting.
That's a maybe.
Because I understand,
there's some debate on whether that.
As I understand it, is at least as it is now, Disney is paying all of that, but isn't Disney a taxpayer to itself effectively?
Correct. They do not pay
is this
property
debt,
taxes
does
to
this
county.
Debt effectively is the way this is going to work. Is it going to end up being the county's debt? And
that's what they're saying.
Then it's going to all, because the counties have more people than just Disney at that point. So then they would be paying effectively taxes to the county. The county would also be taking on that debt.
That's correct. Yeah.
So it would be it wouldn't be costing.
Although nobody's saying that's been called into question. So I've not seen those updates.
Interesting. All right, so what's going on?
Well,
now?
It would make sense.
So, so Disney, apparently, there's a U.S. senator. So, this is a story from Fun Freak I brought in here. U.S. senator targets Disney with bill limiting copyright protection term. And apparently, it's not just Disney, but that's effectively who they're targeting with this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Republican Senator Josh Haley just introduced a bill that proposes to shorten the copyright term to 56 years. And by the way, that is a huge improvement. I think it's a
Is it 70-something right now?
It can be for corporations more than 110 years.
Really?
Yeah, 70 years past the death of the author, but corporations are immortal.
Right.
So when is the death of the author?
Great question.
Yes. This will apply retroactively to major movie studios, with Disney being a prime target, which is interesting. Retroactive.
Just to clarify, this would bring it down to 56 years from the creation of the intellectual property or from the death of the author. Do we know?
It doesn't say.
All right. We'll continue here in a moment. So number 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want, but this expansion happened because of Disney back
right,
in the day.
Right.
It used to be shorter, then it got lengthier due to protecting Mickey Mouse, apparently.
Yes, that's correct.
603-283-6160. You can jump into the conversation. Intellectual property is on the table. It's free talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge still hasn't decided if it's legal for the Biden administration to end COVID-19 related restrictions at the southern border. Border Patrol Union President Brandon Judd joins Fox News and explains why federal border assistance has been misguided.
We feel like this administration has not given us the enforcement tools. They've given us the processing tools, but they haven't given us the enforcement tools to stop this crisis that currently goes on. In fact, when we process people through quicker, that just means more people are going to continue to come. That is inviting people to come here.
The White House is pushing Congress harder to authorize billions of dollars in additional COVID funding. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki warning that some COVID programs may have to be shut down abruptly. You're listening to USA Radio News. $40 billion in proposed aid to Ukraine is stuck in the Senate after Republican Rand Paul blocked passage of the bill, saying the U.S. economy will only suffer with more spending. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty agrees.
Well, that money certainly has a place, a better place and a higher use, in my view, to be dealt with issues right here at home. Again, borrowing money that we don't have, to spending it on areas of the world where there may be a crisis. I don't think America has anything against Ukraine. We don't want to see them fail, but we have problems right here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Senator Paul says he wants language inserted into the bill without a vote that would have an inspector general scrutinize the new spending. A new Monmouth University poll found that President Joe Biden's approval rating is 38%, and only 18% of Americans say the country is on the right track. Wall Street ending the week on an up note, gaining 466 points Friday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Disney may be suffering another blow from the government, this time the federal government, that there's a proposal to rein in the copyright time length that is, you say, Chris, as many as 100 years past.
Over 110 years, I believe,
past
for
the death of the creator of the thing?
Well, no, because there's no. I don't think it has to do with the death of the creator, because in the case of a corporation, there are.
Corporations don't
die. They don't die, right?
Corporations
live
forever. Okay.
If the copyright is owned by a corporation,
so there is a deadline on the corporate copyrights. That's what you're saying?
It is, but okay. It can be greater than 110 years. It's really complicated, the copyright system.
Yeah.
So I cannot, off the top of my head, tell you the details. But
yeah, you're not a copyright attorney.
I'm not a copyright attorney. But it's something like the copyrights can be renewed. So if the corporation renews it or something, then, yeah, it can be like greater than 110 years.
By the way, I do want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find it and more over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. But the proposal is to cut it down to 50-something years? 56 years.
Why 56? I don't know.
Is that the one? Is that what it used to be before they extended it, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay.
These are good questions. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know the answer, but they have extended the Mickey Mouse laws. Have extended. They've done it multiple times, and the whole reason for it is to they've
to
extended
protect
copyright
the mouse.
Exactly to protect the Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. So it is the reason corporations can do over 110 years on copyright is because of Mickey Mouse.
Wow,
that's why these laws were passed to extend copyright. So the plan appears to be an indirect attempt to punish Disney for its politics, including the opposition to Florida's Don't Say Gay law. Over the past decades, copyright protection terms have gradually been extended all around the world. In the United States, copyrights are currently enforceable for 70 years after the author's death, but that's only if an individual owns it. Mm-hmm. If something was made for hire, corporation, protection is available for 95 years after publication or 120 years after creation, whichever is shorter. So there you go.
So it's 95 years after publication or 120 after creation.
Okay, yes.
So the first cartoon that ever had Mickey Mouse in it, it would be 95 years from that date. That's got to be coming soon anyway, right?
Yes, it is. Okay. If it hasn't, I want to say, did it already pass even? I forget now what the story is with it. But yeah, it's definitely coming. Or
1928.
It passed. So
November, in the inception of Mickey Mouse was 1928 in the cartoon Steamboat Willie. And it was the 18th of November, so take 5 years off of that, and it's going to be next year.
Now, what's interesting is trademark law, I think, is it trademark? I think it's trademark. They have trademarks on them, I think.
Oh, I bet they do,
Which means that it doesn't, you can copy a Mickey Mouse work that predates it, but you can't
that predates
create
the trademark.
If the work
this is
was
not
created,
legal advice.
Yeah, right, right, absolutely not legal advice. I'm not a lawyer. But as I understand it, you will be able to copy old Mickey Mouse cartoons or stuff, physically copy it, but you can't create a work of art with Mickey Mouse because it's trademarked still.
Interesting.
It's something along those lines.
Did those last forever, trademarks?
Yeah, there's no expiration for a trademark as long as it keeps getting renewed, I think, or something to that effect. They can.
So you couldn't take, you couldn't make a fan fiction with Mickey Mouse and sell it.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fall foul of the law. But this is all really complicated stuff.
I'm just looking forward to that Mickey Goofy Flash.
These terms were last changed in the Copyright Term Extension Act of 1998, which is also dubbed the Mickey Mouse Protection Act. The Mickey Mouse Protection Act is definitely what it's better known as. Mm-hmm. I would never have been able to have told you. I was guessing Mickey Mouse something law or bill or something like that, but I knew it was something Mickey Mouse.
No, they wouldn't be able to put that in the bill name.
They probably could. They didn't. The actual law is the Copyright Term Extension Act, but I would never remember that. But I definitely remember the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, they don't usually give official notification of who paid them off to pass a given law.
Yeah.
So,
true. This is a reference to Disney's famous cartoon character whose original copyright protections were about to expire. Mm. The new bill proposes to shorten the copyright term today, more than two decades after Steamboat Willie is at risk again. However, instead of extending the copyright term even further, Republican Senator Josh Hawley has just proposed a bill that would shorten it. Somebody clearly didn't get paid off. Somebody forgot to pay the bill there.
Yeah.
To pay the bribe to whatever politician.
Well, and it's just a guy putting a bill in, right? So, at this point, we don't know if it has any traction whatsoever.
Maybe it has something to do with the fact he wasn't paid off, but all of his opponents were.
Could be. But remember, he's a Republican, and the Democrats have control over the...
Yeah.
Government,
and
right?
I there's something. If my recollection's correct, I think it has a lot of these extensions have occurred under the Democrats. But here's the thing: both Republicans and Democrats get paid off by Disney,
of course.
So it's just I think the Democrats have been paid off more so than the Republicans. Mm-hmm. If my recollection's correct, feel free to, you know, call me out on that one if I'm mistaken on that one. It's been a while since I've seen that data.
That said, I mean, this, as somebody who, and I think all of us agree on this, supports the end of intellectual property, at least reducing the restrictions is certainly a step in the right direction.
Sure. Maybe in my lifetime I'll be able to make a copy of something. maybe. But yeah, no, I mean, this is the crazy thing about copyright law. You know, if something is created in your lifetime or in the beginning of your lifetime, you will never be able to make a copy of it in your lifetime in most cases, because how many of us live to 120 years of age, right?
Eventually that'll probably be the case, but yeah, these days not so much.
Yeah, so the people who created, Mickey Mouse,
Walt Disney.
Yeah, right. He didn't survive behind,
Certainly didn't.
Yeah, so. The newly introduced Copyright Clause Restoration Act proposes to lower the copyright term for new copyrights to 56 years. Ooh, only new copyrights, sounds like. But didn't it say retroactively? That's so weird. This change would also apply retroactively. Oh, okay. There you go.
Wow, that was badly written.
Definitely badly written. This change would also apply retroactively to companies with a market cap of, wait a minute, there's a limitation here, over $150 billion and are part of the movie or entertainment industries. So, wow. So
this is being targeted at Disney.
This is definitely targeted at Disney, yeah.
That's pretty lame.
The later conditions single out the major copyright companies, including Disney. This is not without reason, as the official announcement.
So it's just going to make copyright more complicated. Now you got to see how much money the company's making, and what a pain.
I mean, it's still good.
And if Disney starts to fail, then all of a sudden they lose all their copyrights? Is that the idea? Like, it said it only applies to companies with a market cap of over $150 billion. So if Disney goes below $150 billion, then all of a sudden they lose all their...
That actually is a loophole.
Then they would gain them back.
Yeah, I was thinking about it in reverse.
And there's actually a loophole here, because now all they have to do is split it up into multiple different companies for the copyrights and transfer them. And you totally get around this
They could do that.
Yeah, this is...
That's trivial for them.
Yeah,
this
seems like not a well-thought-out
He knows this is going to fail.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
You know, and he's doing this just for re-election purposes.
Probably.
That's all it is. Yep. It's total political posturing.
He's catering to the conservatives.
That's what it is.
That's all this is that's going
on. They want to be... He wants to be able to say, I took a shot at Disney. Those darn Democrats stood in the way, though. Vote for me. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Hey, more coming up here. You can join the show, 603-283-6160. That's the number here. But, I mean, we as liberty-minded people would love to see the end to intellectual property, not just a reduction in it, but to make it so that if you publish a thing, that other people can borrow those ideas and do things with them, too.
Ideas are not scarce.
Right. You can copy them infinitely.
I don't want to be an information slave.
There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. Bring us what you want in the remaining moments here. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And also, don't forget about Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, head over to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. They'll give you some introductory videos there, and you can spend as much time digging into that subject as you like, and as little as just 3 minutes to watch that first video, get some of the basic concepts down around why cryptocurrency is so different and so important. You can go learn that over at the Get Started section at Bitcoin.com. Plus, they also have a great news website where you can get the latest news headlines about the world of crypto every single day, updated regularly over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. And I do want to say thank you to Jack Glansberg, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, and Jack is silver level, which means he's helping us out for $5 a month, helping us get the word out about Liberty to more great radio stations around the country. So you get some cool perks for joining over at amps.freetalklive.com. And we go to a different Jack, I presume. Jack in Washington is on the line with us here. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I was curious. I'm a South Park fan for most of my life.
Okay.
And they've done the episodes with Mickey Mouse representing China. And I'm just wondering, you know, they've had Barbara Streisand on, Bette Midler, Hillary Clinton. It seems like they're immune to, like, lawsuits.
Satire,
Satire tends to be immune from that sort of thing.
Ooh, wow. A copyright lawyer will never tell you that. But, there's also something, there's some sort of licensing thing that also happens in cases of satire, I believe, in many instances. So,
wait, are you suggesting they licensed Mickey Mouse to make fun of him?
I don't think Walt Disney would have signed that
contract. I'm not entirely sure, but I know, like...
I've seen the episode where they brought Mickey Mouse on, or at least one of them, and it is pretty sexual. I don't think they would have agreed to it either.
No.
I don't know the details of how any of this works, mind you. I'm not a copyright lawyer, but as I understand it, I know, like...
there's exemptions for parody.
There are, right, and it's not across the board necessarily, but yes. But as I understand it, because copyright law, it's like a defense. It's not... They can still sue
it's
you.
It's an affirmative defense.
Right.
Anybody
so,
can sue anybody for anything. The question is whether or not they'll win.
Well, right.
Yeah, a lot of cases just get tossed out right before they even get a hearing.
Often... Yankovic?
Weird Al, yeah.
Weird Al, yeah. For example,
Weird Al always seeks permission.
He does. Right,
that's
right.
His choice.
Yes. And there's a reason for that.
Except
it's because
one time he really? Screwed up, which was actually Amish Paradise. And Coolio was mad at him for that, and Weird Al was very apologetic, and apparently it was a screw-up with the lawyers or something, but he talks about that on his, I think, VH1 Behind the Music.
Huh. But basically what the story is you know, there's a litigious environment out there, and if you want to avoid that, you gotta license.
Hmm.
So,
well, apparently South Park's willing to go to...
Yeah, I don't know what their strategy is on that, but
they have a ton of great music on there too.
Music is almost certainly being licensed because they're not parodying it, right? They're using the music.
There's only certain parody, so it might just be that South Park is conforming to the law more carefully than Weird Al is, or something to that effect too.
Yeah, I guess the Comedy Central or Cartoon Network or wherever it is said, all right, well, we're willing to take this on, and they did. Jack, anything else you want to share?
Okay, nobody, are you there?
Nobody's here, and nobody cares.
Can you say this, South Park, and I mean this with love, Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm not a big enough fan. I didn't catch it. Thank you, Jack, for the call. What's the reference?
I'm not sure exactly, but they did say Jesus Christ a lot. That was Mr. Slave said that.
They also said the S word a bunch in one episode as well, which was like a few, like 200.
Yeah, they had a counter on the screen.
So it's kind of interesting. So that's like taking the Lord's name in vain, which at least for religious people, I think is
offensive.
So offensive or something like that.
Yeah, but Mr. Slave was a pretty funny character.
All right, so we were talking about the FBI agent that Project Veritas was interviewing. I'm just going to play a little bit more of this interview here where they're asking him, what he's expecting to come out of him coming out and revealing documents showing the FBI was investigating a news
media. I can't
say
he came out because he's still in the closet.
True.
But
he's speaking out at least.
He's speaking out, and that's good.
It's more than most of
us. We hear his
doing.
Voice coming from the closet like Tom Cruise.
Wow.
All right, here's a little bit more of this interview from Project Veritas.
Always strive to be an apolitical organization. That was that's the pitch that I got when I came in. You don't get paid by the cases. You don't get paid by the prosecutions. I get the same money whether or not that happens. It doesn't matter. The pursuit should be for truth. Very similar to what your organization stands for in name. It should be looking for what is the right answer here. If we clear a subject of wrongdoing, so be it. They should never know we were bothering them.
Going back to this intelligence work that you've done at the FBI, talk a little about the surveillance of American. That's been something we've heard reported in the news. Anything you can speak to about abuses of power therein?
So the FBI conducts two types of investigations, if you were going to go broadly speaking. One half is criminal. They're pretty straightforward. There's an allegation. There's information. Indicates that a crime happened. We either have a victim or a subject that engaged in it. And you try to prove that case. That's pretty much as straightforward as it needs to be. There are obviously complications. But when you move into the other side, it's not what Americans believe it is. The intelligence investigation is meant for information, in the same way that the CIA doesn't have to prove a case against anybody overseas. An intelligence investigation is meant for intelligence, which is to say, knowledge about things. And they continue to propagate for the sake of knowledge itself.
And you have to wonder here, what percentage of the FBI investigations are criminal and what percentage of them are intelligence investigations?
Yeah.
What's the breakdown of how much time their agents are spending? What portions of the bureaucracy are focusing on one thing versus the other?
And the knowledge doesn't have to be actionable. It doesn't have to be operational. What we would call tactical information. It could just be knowledge that we just have now forever logged in a computer system. And so that doesn't require that you've done anything wrong.
Right, so the FBI, as we know, has been digging for the last 15, 17 years or so on the Free State Project.
Yeah.
Because we know they approached Agent Phil Christiana, who's one of their special agents out of the Boston Division, approached Dave Ridley as early as 2005 when he was one of the earliest movers here to Keene, before there was really barely anyone here, with the exception of a handful of early movers who, to their credit, were stirring things up. I mean, there was civil disobedience in some of the earliest days here in...
Still should be a federal issue, though.
Well, anything that's a threat to the status quo, even though it's a peaceful one, right? Like, they want to find some violence. They want to find something to stick somebody with.
Issue, and if they can't find it, they'll come up with their own terror plot and see if they can hook people into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. They basically send people into groups and, for intelligence information, who have done nothing wrong, have not even been accused of doing anything wrong, looking for things that they can charge you with.
Correct.
That's what he's talking about.
And that's, as we pointed out, it's been going on for many years. That very same agent is the person who is behind the Crypto 6 investigation. He wasn't the one that was doing the day-to-day stuff, but he was pulling strings ostensibly from up above. He was the same person who tried to put nobody in prison for 80 to 100 years for selling cannabis, and he was the one who, if you go back to nobody's trial when he was known as Rich Paul for selling cannabis, you can see this federal agent take the stand because they had to put him on the stand because nobody didn't take a plea deal. So we get to hear him answer all kinds of interesting questions, explaining that the FBI doesn't ever record interviews with the people that they talk to.
And I'll tell you what, if you ever get interviewed by the FBI and you decide not to immediately invoke your right to counsel, which is not a bad plan.
Mm-hmm. It'd be hard to do if you don't know they're the FBI, though.
The second...
Well, then it's not an interview, per se.
An interview is like they've identified themselves and you're probably being detained. But if you do decide to speak to them, I would suggest demanding that it be recorded so that they can't just make up whatever lie they want to about what you say.
Here's the thing about law enforcement, though. They can lie to you. So
That's true.
If you say, well, I insist on this being recorded, well, so they can say, yeah, okay, I'm recording it.
No. You provide the recording device.
While you're being detained.
Well, then you don't talk to them. If your attorney's in the room, then the attorney has a phone, and the attorney can get that recording. But otherwise, probably best not.
Most of the time, you don't have your attorney with you when the FBI tries to question you.
Then you don't talk to them.
Yes, right, and that's the right answer.
All right, so I'm going to post this video over on our social media platform, which you can access anytime over at social.freetalklive.com. It's a 15-minute long interview. We only played a few clips here tonight. It's definitely worth giving it a listen, I think. I watched the whole thing earlier today, so if you're curious to know about the undercover FBI agent who's coming out and speaking out, we'll share it with you at social.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.